What do you call the things you dig to go fishing with?
Worms. Dread worms.
Do you dig them yourself, or do you
go on? Oh, yeah.
Do you mostly find them just after the rain, or any time?
Well, it all depends on the time of year.
Okay, tell me.
Now, you take in the early spring, you'll have to dig down in the ground to get them, because they haven't come out. Now, you take today, say we go down to a lake down here, and we want some worms to fish with, all you'd have to do is just rake back the leaves and pine straw and pick them up.
Really? They'd just be right under there?
Mm-hmm. Now, later on in the fall, as it gets colder, well, they go back to the ground.
And then they're harder to get,
I guess.
Then would you wait till after it rained? Or just...
No, rain hadn't got anything to do with it.
Nothing? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I always thought they came out after the rain.
Well, now, some of these red worms will do that. You can have 2 or 3 days of heavy rain, and then you'll see them crawling on the sidewalk or out in the driveway. The water runs them out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Now, what do you call that animal with a hard shell that pulls it?
Turtle.
Okay. What are some different kinds of those?
Well, there's a soft shell turtle and there's a loggerhead turtle.
Now, are they the ones in the water?
Yeah. Now, you've got a little bitty old, what we call a land turtle, that he stays on the land. Call him a terrapin.
Yeah. Now, is he smaller than these?
Oh, yeah, he's small. He only gets to be just about that big.
Okay.
I had one down in my garden last year.
Did you?
Yeah, stayed in that nearly the whole summer. And now, they'll get under your stuff and under your beans, under your bunch of beans, and they'll eat those bugs and all off of them.
Oh, so they're good to have around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But he disappeared. I don't know what become of it.
Well, that's too bad. Now, they have rounder, higher shells than turtles,
uh-huh.
Don't they? And what color was he?
Well, they're kind of, they're a little bit brownish. But the old turtle that stays in the water, he's a dark color.
Is he green at all?
Dark green, dark something, I don't know. He's brownish looking.
Okay. Are there different kinds of turtles in freshwater and saltwater?
Oh, yeah. Now, you take the saltwater turtle, they grow much larger now. I've seen saltwater turtles that weigh 150, 200 pounds. And the however, they grow bigger than that.
I've heard of some in Africa that are, well, these are tortoises, I guess, terrapins that are 4 or 5 feet tall.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you seen those? Okay, what about the little thing that you find under a rock in a freshwater stream with pinchers?
Salamanders.
Well, these have pincher kind of things.
Oh, that's crawfish.
Okay. Now, what are those small fan-tailed seafood that you fry or boil?
Shrimp.
Okay. Are there different kinds?
Now, I don't know where they are or not. There's different sizes. We'll put it that way. Now, I don't know the name for them, if there's a different name for them. I imagine it would be in different places.
Okay.
Now, you take the biggest, largest oysters is what we call the Maine oyster. Comes from up around Maine. And, of course, now you take off down here on the coast around Mobile and all, they brought some of those oysters from up and planted them down here. And they've got practically the same oyster down here around the Gulf that comes from off the coast of Maine up there. The only thing about it is we have more pollution down here than they had up there. So I don't know how, I haven't read anything about them in the last year or two, how they've been holding out.
Okay. But you don't fish for seafood at all then, you just fish for fish.
That's right.
Do you
ever fish is seafood.
Well, yeah, I meant shellfish and stuff.
Yeah. No, I never did fish for any oysters or shrimp or, fact of business, I never did go crabbing. I never did fish for crabs.
Okay. And you never fish with nets then?
No.
Okay. What do you call the insect that flies around at night and gets into your clothes, eats holes in them?
Moles.
Okay. How about the one that flies at night and he has a light in his tail?
That's a lightning bug.
Okay. Ever heard him called anything else?
No, I don't believe I have.
What about an insect that has a very, very long, thin body? Well, at least as long as your finger. And two big wings and a little beak.
Butterfly?
No, these hang around swamps and wet areas.